take your Bibles. Please turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Proverbs, chapter 31. We'll read verses 25 through 31 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 25 through 31. Proverbs 31, 25 through 31. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And let's finish on verse 31 together. Ready? Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. And let's pray. Father, thank you for our church. Lord, as so many times before, you've met with us here, and those times are very wonderful and very great, but we're still a needy people. We're still a sinful people in need of teaching and instruction, and especially the Word of God. Now, Father, please help our preacher, fill him with your power tonight. May we walk out of here much differently than the way we did come in spiritually today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
In all actuality, I was preparing for this morning's sermon some time ago. I thought about preaching this sermon of tonight in correlation or at the very same time as I did this morning, but I felt like it was important enough, so I divided it into two sermons, one for this morning, one for this evening. Tonight's sermon is entitled, Two Women. Two Women. This morning's sermon was entitled, Two Men. We talked about two different kinds of men this morning. Tonight we go to two women. Ladies, I'll recommend to you the very same thing that I recommended to the men of this morning. I would get this CD. I would get the tape of this sermon. I'd listen to it. I'd listen to it over and over and over again. I think I would get it and I would memorize some of the scripture. I think I would get it and I would study it. I would become very familiar with it because there are two kinds of women in the Bible, and I tonight will teach on those two kinds, and I think you'll want to learn about the positive of the two. Now, in the book of Proverbs, there are many different kinds of women mentioned. You will fit into one of or many of these categories or descriptions. And God knows, as I said this morning about men, we need good, godly women in our country. We need good, godly women in our churches. Believe it or not, probably, and you could disagree with me on this statement, and I would not be bothered by it at all, but probably it is the women of a nation that determine the morality of a nation. Ladies do not realize how powerful they truly are, the influence that they truly have. I mean, let's face it, a big old football player can get on national television, and he's got half of his teeth knocked out, and they're interviewing him, and he'll say, "Hi, Mom." Well, why? Because such an impact that mothers have, such an impact that women have. And if you want to see the condition of a country, look at the condition of its women. And it'll tell you what's happening in regard to the morality of a nation. I want to talk to you, though, tonight about two kinds of women. And I said earlier, the book of Proverbs lists many descriptions of the woman. And I'm going to give you some of those very quickly. The Bible says in Proverbs 6:24, there is the evil woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 2:16, there is the strange woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 9:13, there is the foolish woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 31:30, there is the God-fearing woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:19, there is the angry woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:4, there is the virtuous woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:1, there is the wise woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 19:14, there is a prudent woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 30, verse 23, there is the odious woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:16, there is the gracious woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:22, there is the fair woman. Now, tonight, I will show you two different women. Again, these are contrasting women. I'm going to talk to you about a positive and then a negative. And tonight, I'll talk to you about the foolish woman and the wise woman. This sermon tends a little bit to be like a Bible study, but I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. This morning, we talked to the men about what the Bible teaches a man ought to be and ought to do and ought not to be and ought not to do. And tonight, we will talk to the ladies. Now, the wise woman, that's where we'll start. Now, the wise woman is opposite of the foolish woman. They're opposites, both in action and in attitude. And just so you know, it's easier to be foolish than to be wise. You see, ladies, if you want to be a wise woman, you'll have to work at that. It does not come naturally. You see, the natural thing is what the flesh wants to do. You have to work at being wise. Every lady here ought to set a goal of becoming a wise woman. Now, but you'll have to work at it. You say, well, but Brother Owens, this thing about being foolish. Listen, all you have to do is just live your life and you can be a fool. But if you're going to be wise, you will be wise on purpose. It'll be a conscious decision to gain the wisdom of God in your life. And so, in this building tonight, we have those that behave as the wise behave, and we have others that behave foolishly. The wise woman is a learner. The wise woman, the Bible says, she is like a treasure. The wise woman sees life through the eyes of God. I define wisdom as one who sees life the way that God sees it. So a wise woman sees life the way God sees it, then she acts upon life the way God would have her to act upon it. Ladies, every one of you, your children deserve to have a wise mama. Ladies, your husband deserves to have a wise wife. Your God deserves that you be a wise Christian lady. Hey, people enjoy being around women that have wisdom. They enjoy that. And they do not enjoy being around a woman that has a lack of wisdom. They enjoy being around wise women. Now, let me give you some scripture and some truths about the wise woman. For instance, the wise woman, the Bible teaches, the wise woman fears the Lord. Proverbs 14:27 says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Now, here it says that this wise person fears the Lord and it's a fountain of life. Listen, ladies want to enjoy life. Believe me, you're going to find women, they'll try to get their man to slow down and to enjoy life some. Ladies are the ones that buy the air fresheners for home. Why? They want things to smell good. They like things to look good. They like things to be fixed up just so. Ladies are the ones that when they serve a meal, they will pick something green that will go on the plate and something orange that will go on the plate and something another color. They color coordinate things. Why? Because they want to enjoy life. They want a fulfilled life. Us men, we don't care what color it is. We just want it to taste good. That lady, she wants it just so. She wants life to be enjoyable. The Bible says here, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, and it's talking about life being enjoyable. A wise woman, she does not want the wrath of God upon herself. She does not want the wrath of God upon her husband, upon her household, her children, or her church. So she fears the Lord. Listen, be very careful how you make decisions in your life, ma'am. You should fear God, reverence God, and make sure your decisions are wise. She respects God. She wants to please God. Listen, she fears God more than she fears her peers. See, she's not afraid to say to her peers, I don't want to talk about that. We're not going there. I don't do that. We don't behave that way. I'm not talking about being rude, but I am talking about taking a stand, because the wise woman fears God more than she fears her friends or her peers. Number two, the wise woman listens to counsel. The Bible says the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto wise counsel. And the Bible teaches us that, of course, we're all to seek counsel. But a wise woman, she wants spiritual advice. She seeks spiritual advice. She follows spiritual advice. You see, the wise woman, she wants counsel. She wants help. She's not impressed with her own thinking. Folks, can I tell you all something? We've got to be very careful. We've got to be very careful that we don't go to trusting our own thinking all the time. We can lie to ourselves. We can deceive ourselves. We need to follow the counsel of the Word of God. We need to follow the counsel of the concepts and the truths of God's Word. A wise woman, she's not afraid to get help. She's not afraid to get counsel. She fears the Lord. She's not afraid to seek counsel. And then she'll follow that counsel. Number three. The wise woman is a hard worker. The Bible says in Proverbs 6:6, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. The Bible says here, her ways. Look at the ant. Look how hard the ant works. And God is saying here that if a lady's going to be wise, she's going to have to be a hard worker. Just so you know, that means lazy women are not wise. They're not wise. And you should not be lazy. You should not be lazy. You should not, you will teach your children laziness. And you will teach them by example if you're not careful. Listen, I happen to believe this. I'm going to tell you something that I feel like that's happened. I think the devil has a certain control over our economy in the United States of America. And I'm going to be honest, I hate it. I hate the fact that the way the economy is set up, it demands virtually that husband and wife work. I think the devil's doing that to us. But let me say, you ladies that go out and you work in the secular workforce, I feel for you. I'm proud of you, but I feel for you. But let me qualify all of that by saying this: those of you ladies who do not. And you have the privilege and the honor and the blessing of staying home. You're to be a hard worker at home. I think it's sad that some gal go out and work 30 or 40 hours a week at a secular job, then come home and take care of her house. And then there are some ladies who are housewives. They don't go out and work 30 or 40 hours a week in the secular arena. And then you can't get them to do anything at home. I think a housewife ought to be putting in her 30 or 40 or 50 hours, whether she's working secularly or not. Now, you're going to think I'm meddling, but I think you ought to clean your house. Thank you, Brother Nash. Appreciate the backing there. The wise woman is a hard worker. And the Bible says if you want to be wise, then ladies, you're to apply yourself and you're to work hard. Hard work is not just for a man. Hard work is for us all. We're not to be lazy. And God attaches hard work to wisdom, and wisdom to hard work. And so, the wise woman, she fears the Lord. The wise woman, she listens to counsel and seeks counsel. The wise woman, she's a hard worker. Number three, the wise woman accepts correction well. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:31, the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. Here God is saying to us, the wise person can be reproved, that means corrected, and they will hear it. They're willing. They're willing to be corrected. You see, the wise woman, she's not rebellious when she's corrected. The wise woman, she does not seek revenge when she is corrected. The wise woman, she does not get bitter when she's corrected. The wise woman, she does not get angry when corrected. The wise woman, she does, let's say a lady needed to be corrected here at the church. Let's say that we needed to say to someone, now you need to stop doing that, but that's not right. And so you know, there are times when as a pastor, I just must step up and bump something back into line or get it into order. That's part of my job, is to keep things on track here at the church. But listen, if ever a lady needs a little touch of correction, the last thing we need is if somebody has to say, now you need to stop doing that, you need to adjust that, we don't need you to get mad and quit. You ought to say, all right, I'll fix that. That's the right thing to do. See, a wise woman, she will hear correction, and she'll take that correction, and she'll listen. And the Bible says she'll become even wiser because of that correction. Now, all of us need to work on being able to take correction. I don't think any of us enjoy being corrected. But if we're going to be wise, if we're going to become wise, we need to watch our attitude so when we're corrected, we do not become bitter or angry or vengeful, and that we take that correction and let it be a blessing to us and others. Hey, why don't you make it so the leadership in your life could correct you and you are a blessing to them instead of a curse to them thereafter? Number five, the wise woman speaks kindly to and about others. Proverbs 31:26, it says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. A wise woman is a healer with her words. You ever been around the kind of woman that virtually there's a balm of healing in her conversation? She has a way of saying things that takes the edge off of things. She heals with her words. Now, there's some people, there's some women, their words are like pouring salt in a wound. It stings. It burns. It irritates. No, the Bible says here, this wise woman, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Now, when it says the law of kindness here, she believes that it is a law that she should follow in regard to being kind to others. She never breaks that law. She said, I'm a law-abiding woman. And I believe there is a law that what comes out of my mouth is to be gentle and kind. And she said, I'm not going to break that law. She opens her mouth only after thinking first. Oh, be careful letting your mouth get ahead of your mind. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, and our hearts are deceitful and wicked. And if we're not careful, we'll say something emotionally that should never be said. The wise woman speaks kindly to others and about others. She opens her mouth after thinking. She's wise with her words, the Bible says. Then, number six, the wise woman does not talk too much. The wise woman does not talk too much. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19, it says, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Here the Bible's saying we need to learn how to refrain our lips. Here the Bible's saying that the multitude of words can get us into trouble. In other words, the wise woman, she knows when it's time to be quiet. The wise woman, she does not tell all of her mind. The wise woman, she knows how to handle confidential matters. Some of you ladies, you say, I just speak my piece. I don't say whatever I think. That's wrong. You better not say everything you think. Matter of fact, I don't think you do. We wouldn't dare say everything we think. But you may think that it's a good idea that you just say anything you want to anybody, and you ramble and say what you want. I don't think the Bible teaches that. The Bible says, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. In other words, every one of us, there are times we should refrain our lips. There are times when we should hold back what we could say. Why? Because it can be hurtful. Hey, maybe it's just none of our business. But the wise woman, she does not talk too much. She understands confidentiality. So, we've learned this. The wise woman, she fears the Lord. The wise woman, she listens and seeks counsel. The wise woman, she works hard. The wise woman, she accepts correction. The wise woman, she is kind and speaks kindly to and about others. The wise woman, she does not talk too much. Hey, and there's something wonderful here. There are many benefits to being a wise woman and having wisdom in your life. For instance, there's happiness. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:13, happy is the one who findeth wisdom. The Bible teaches it. If you find wisdom and you're wise, God said He'll bring happiness into your life. Ladies, you say, I'm looking for happiness. Well, get wisdom. Decide to become a wise woman. Secondly, there are rewards. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:14, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. God said, as a lady becomes wise, God rewards her. You see, Brother Owens, it seems like I don't get much attention from people about my goods, or my good doings, or doing of good. My husband doesn't praise me much, and I wish your husband would, ma'am, but let me promise you something. If you will get the wisdom of God in your life, God will reward you. God will reward you. And so, there is a reward of happiness if you're a wise woman. There is the rewards of life if you're a wise woman. Then, the Bible says this in Proverbs 29:3, whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father. If you would like to be a blessing to your parents, ladies, become wise. Become wise. You know, I thank God that parents will step in and help sort through certain problems of life, and parents are there, and they're there as a support crew, even for grown adult children. But let me tell you something. Parents should not have to carry the continual load of unwise decisions that their grown children have made. You ought to become wise so you're not a burden to your mom and dad. Every one of you young people, you get the wisdom of God on your life. Don't you make your mom and dad go through life sorting out your continual problems due to your lack or your lack of desire to have wisdom. And so, if you want to make your mom and dad happier, if you want them to have a more pleasant life, get wisdom. Parents, help your children to gather the wisdom of God. It'll make your life more pleasant. So, the wise woman, she has some benefits. Happiness. Proverbs 3:13. Reward, Proverbs 24:14. Joy to parents, Proverbs 29:3. A fulfilled life, Proverbs 3, verse 21 and 22 says, keep sound wisdom and discretion, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. The Bible says you'll have a more fulfilled life. How? If you're a wise woman. The Bible says God will bring honor to you. Proverbs 4, verse 7 and 8 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Here the Bible says, if you will get wisdom, ma'am, you have the chance to get promotion from God and honor from God. Oh, what a wonderful thing, the fact that God would honor you. Oh, what a wonderful thing that God would promote you. Hey, if you'll get this thing called wisdom, ladies, you can have happiness. If you'll get this thing called wisdom, you'll have rewards. If you'll get this thing called wisdom, you'll be a joy to your parents, not a burden. If you'll get this thing called wisdom, you'll have a fulfilled life. If you'll get this thing called wisdom, you'll have honor. You'll be promoted by God. Here's something that'll be very important to you, ladies. If you will get wisdom, God will provide security and protection for your life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, it says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth, forsake her not, that her is referring back to wisdom, and she shall preserve thee, love her, and she shall keep thee. Boy, ladies, you say, Brother Owens, I need security in my life. Get wisdom, because if you'll get wisdom, wisdom will preserve you. Wisdom shall keep you. That's talking about protection there. We need protection. Ladies especially, you have those little fears in life. Let me tell you something. You get the wisdom of God in your life, and you'll feel much more protected. You will not feel so victimized by the decisions of life. Why? Because the wisdom of God is going to give you guidance. It's going to give you peace. It's going to give you strength. It's going to give you consistency in your life. There's some of you, your fears are the result of a lack of wisdom. You need to get the wisdom of God in your life. Hey, there's another benefit. If you get the wisdom of God in your life, true riches can be made available to you. Proverbs 8:11 says, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that be desired are not to be compared to it." Hey, some of you, you say, "Oh, Brother Owens, I like nice clothes, and I like rubies and diamonds and jewels, and I like nice furniture." Let me tell you something God said. God said, wisdom is more valuable than all of those things. Wisdom. Wisdom. Ladies, do you seek wisdom? Do you want wisdom? Do you think it is only for the man of God to seek wisdom? Do you think it's only for preachers and evangelists and missionaries to seek wisdom? Oh, not at all. You're to be a wise woman. And if you will seek wisdom, you will be seeking the true riches of God. And you'll have happiness and rewards and bring joy to your parents and a fulfilled life. And you'll be honored and exalted and protected. And you'll truly be rich. But wait, there's another lady in the Bible. The foolish woman. The foolish woman is the opposite of the wise woman. Now, God in Matthew 5:22, He says that we ought to be careful calling someone a fool. I'm not going to call someone a fool, but I'm going to tell you this. We do act foolishly. We act foolishly. We can behave like a fool. And a foolish woman, she'll be silly in word and in deed. And God said the opposite of the wise woman is the foolish woman. Let me tell you some things about the foolish woman. Number one, the foolish woman meddles. She meddles. Proverbs 20 verse 3 says, every fool will be meddling. Meddling. She gets involved in things that are not her business. She talks and listens to other people's business. She finds herself frustrated that she cannot solve certain problems, but the problem is those were not her problems to solve in the first place. So ladies, when you find yourself frustrated and you're talking about things that you cannot solve, you're meddling. You're acting foolishly. Look, the problems, they're not your problems. Keep your nose out of other people's business. But the foolish woman, she meddles. She meddles in other people's business. Number two, the foolish woman causes strife, according to the Bible. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 3, it says, it is an honor for a man to cease from strife. And it's talking about mankind. It is an honor for mankind to cease from strife. The foolish woman, she stirs up trouble among people. She stirs up trouble among her family members. She causes disunity. Tell you a story. We won't go to it and read it, but in 1 Samuel chapter 1, if you read verses 4 through 8, you would see that the Lord had come along, and there's a lady by the name of Hannah. God had chosen that Hannah not be able to have children at this time in her life. And so here is Hannah. Her womb is barren. She's unable to have children. A family member by the name of Peniah mocked her. And mocked her to the point that Hannah wept, and mocked her to the point that Hannah could not eat, and mocked her to the point that Hannah could not sleep. So picture this. God chose that a lady not be able to have children. A family member harassed her, razzed her, belittled her about not being able to bring forth children to the point that this woman was sick, she could not eat, she could not sleep, and she was frustrated. Peniah was a troublemaker. She caused disunity in family. Ladies, don't cause disunity around you. Don't take what you might consider someone's weakness and destroy them. Hey, this woman caused strife. And the Bible says it is an honor to cease from strife. The foolish woman gets involved in problems and makes them worse. Others do not get along because of her. It only takes a little word here, little phone call, little this, little that, and before long, she's complicated matters. And so, the foolish woman, she meddles in other people's business. The foolish woman, she causes strife around her. Number three, the foolish woman refuses correction. The Bible says in Proverbs 7:10, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. So the Bible says a wise man, you can reprove him. But a foolish person, you could correct them 100 times and they will reject it. Oh, they may accept it on the outside, but on the inside, their pride and their foolishness is raging. A foolish woman will not be corrected. She lashes out instead of listens up at the time of correction. She talks back instead of humbles down at the time of correction. She despises the corrector and the correction. The foolish woman refuses correction. Number four, the foolish woman utters all her mind. Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. She talks when she should be quiet. She says things she does not need to say. She talks in public about private issues. Listen, I believe our children, I believe in our homes, there are certain things that are private issues. My dad used to tell me, he said, son, you just shouldn't go around telling everybody if you have money or you don't have money. You just don't need to go advertising certain things. You know, you have to, we've got to learn to teach our kids. We've got to learn to teach one another that home is a private place and there are certain private things that may go on there. But you be careful. I hate this. For any of you men that experience this, I'm sorry for you. There are wives that will go around talking about private things between husbands and wives. They'll go talk to their women friends about that. I have a bit of a problem with that. I think certain things ought to be private. Ladies, I don't think you ought to go around talking bad about your husband to some other woman. I disagree with that. I disagree with that. If you need a little help, you can come see the preacher. You go and you work through it with your husband. But I don't think you need to gossip about your husband or other leaders. I think a woman that is foolish, she talks about things in private that she should not. Then, number five, the Bible teaches the foolish woman is loud. It says in Proverbs 9:13, a foolish woman is clamorous. Clamorous means she's loud. She's loud in her speech. She's loud in her way of doing things. She's boisterous. So ladies, be very careful. I know you won't like this, but the Bible teaches that a lady is to have a meek and a quiet spirit. That does not mean she should not have fun. That does not mean that she should not laugh. No, it doesn't mean that at all. But she should not be overbearing. She should not be the loudest one in the crowd. She should not be loud in the way she handles herself or the words that she uses. Wouldn't hurt a few of you men to speak up and be just a touch louder. But the foolish woman is loud. Number six, a foolish woman destroys her own family. Proverbs 14:1 says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. She tears down her house. What's it mean? She tears down her belongings, always griping about what she has. She doesn't like her couch. She doesn't like her refrigerator. She doesn't like her stove. She tears her husband down. She doesn't like this. She doesn't like that. She tears the kids down instead of building them up. She tears down her church. She tears down her house. She didn't like her house. She didn't like this house. She didn't want to live in that house. She didn't like that furniture. She didn't like that car. She didn't like the food that's provided. The Bible says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. You know, it's sad. It's sad what we'll do to our own family, what we'll do to our children, what we'll do to our husbands, our wives, what we'll do to our grandchildren. I know of a grandparent right now that's trying to talk their grown children into pulling their kids out of Martinsburg Christian Academy. Mom's not right with God. Grandma, she's not right with God. She comes to church only very seldomly. She's putting the pressure on the kids. I don't think you ought to put the kids in that Christian school. Hey, ladies, why in the world would you ever want to hurt your grandchildren? Why would you want to pull them away from the things of God instead of encouraging them to go pour the things of God? But a foolish woman, she'll destroy her family. She'll pluck it down. Piece by piece by piece. Don't do that, ladies. Be careful. Be careful. Number five, a foolish woman gossips and hides her gossip and her criticism. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:18, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. She gossips. Oh, she'll hide it from the truly spiritual people. There's one thing that just bothers the stuffings out of me, and that's two-faced people. Two-faced people. It is amazing to me. People that will be kind to you, to your face, and turn right around and stab you in the back while you're away. That is amazing to me. And, ladies, you be careful not to be two-faced. You would be better off not saying it at all than saying and lying about it and being two-faced about it. Number six, the foolish woman has temper problems, according to the Bible. Proverbs 12:16 says, a fool's wrath is presently known. Anger brings out words that are hateful. She throws fits of rage and she can't be reasoned with. When she's mad, she doesn't care who she hurts. Her attitude is destructive and her words and her rage are out of control. Let me give you an example. In the Bible, there is a story. I think it's in 2 Chronicles where you can find the story. There's a grandmother by the name of Athaliah. Actually, she is her prominent role in this story is Athaliah is the mother of King Ahaziah. Ahaziah is the king and his mother lives in the kingdom with him. And Ahaziah is slain. He's actually assassinated. When this happens, his mother goes into a fit of rage. And so now this slain king's mother is in a fit of rage and she wants to make sure that she gets the power in the kingdom. She wants to make sure that she's the decision maker now that her son is dead. Do you know what this grandmother does? She has all of her grandchildren murdered. She made the call. The Bible says she had all the seed of her son Ahaziah slain. Why? Because she was in a fit of rage. She wanted to be in control. She didn't like. Hey, she wanted to make sure she was the decision maker. She was willing to destroy her own grandchildren so that she was in control. How wicked. I mean, that really happened. A grandmother that would destroy her grandkids, so she was in control. So she got what she wanted. Oh my. She wanted to be the one that made the decisions for the family. What a mess. There are some consequences of being a foolish woman. Thus far, we've said this. The foolish woman meddles. The foolish woman causes strife. The foolish woman refuses correction. The foolish woman utters all her mind. The foolish woman is loud. The foolish woman will destroy her own family. The foolish woman gossips and then is two-faced and hides that gossip. And then the consequences of being a foolish woman. Constant contention. Especially with family. Proverbs 11:29 says, that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise in heart. Here's talking about those that trouble their own house inherit the wind. In other words, here's somebody that has caused so much grief, there's no inheritance for them because of the way they behaved. The foolish woman. The foolish woman is destructive to those around her. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:14, the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. What are the consequences of behaving foolishly? What are the consequences of being a foolish woman? Judgment. The Bible says in Proverbs 26:3, a whip for the horse's back, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. God says judgment will come. A foolish woman can bring the judgment of God upon her family. A foolish woman can cause her children to suffer the judgment of God along with her. A foolish woman could cause her husband to suffer along with her. Why? Because she has been foolish and she's rejected the things of God. She's done the things that I described to you here this evening from the Bible and judgment falls upon her. The foolish woman will constantly be failing in her Christian life. Proverbs 10:8, the Bible says, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. What does it mean? Falter. Keeps falling and faltering. Falls over and over and over again in the Christian life. For some reason, just can't get up any momentum of success in the Christian life. Now, we're all going to fall. We're all going to fall from time to time, but you are not to live in a continual process of failure in the Christian life. You can, with God's help, succeed. But if you're acting foolishly, God said that when you act like a fool, you're going to continuously fall. What's another consequence of being a foolish woman? Shame. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:35, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. You bring shame. Bring shame to yourself. You bring shame to your husband. You bring shame to your parents and shame to your Lord and shame to your church and shame to your children. Oh, let's not bring shame to those that love us. And then finally, another consequence is loneliness. Proverbs 9:6, the Bible says, forsake the foolish and live. Here the Bible says that we are to watch for those that behave foolishly. We are to be friendly, but not best friends. We are to forsake them. There is a loneliness that foolish women will go through. That doesn't mean that every woman that is lonely has acted foolishly, but it does mean that because women act foolishly, they will suffer a unique loneliness. Why? Because good quality people will retract themselves according to their obedience to the Word of God, because the Bible says, forsake the foolish and live. That does not mean we're not to love them. That does not mean we're not to be kind to them or gentle to them or good to them. It just means we're not supposed to hang around them. We shouldn't be having long conversations with them on the phone. We shouldn't go out to eat with them. Why? They're behaving foolishly. God said you need to pull away from the fool. The Bible says you need to forsake the fool lest you become like them. They will rub off on you. And so we're to forsake. The Bible teaches us two kinds of women. The wise woman and the foolish woman. Oh, let's be careful. Let's be careful, ladies, to fall into the category of wise. Have a desire to have the wisdom of God. And if you find within yourself some foolish tendencies, get them cared for. Get them cared for. This morning, two men. This evening, two women. A lot of scripture used. I would recommend, ladies, you get this CD or tape and listen to it. Let it help you. Let it guide you. Let it direct you. You say, well, I didn't like that. You having a hard time accepting correction? I wouldn't tell anybody. The wise woman. Don't forget. The Bible says in Proverbs 31, verse number 30. I love this verse. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. That's the kind of lady God is looking for. One that fears the Lord. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed.